All systems are go for a spaceship adventure.
What an adventure it was, Jimmy. What an adventure.
Welcome to Lonely Town, a Killer's Podcast with Derek and Jimmy for today's discussion about one of the weirdest videos you'll ever see. Talk about some major creativity and costume design.
It's definitely out of left field with the Killer's previous videos. Last time when we were talking about the song Spaceman, there towards the end, we kind of discussed if we should just talk about the video. There's just too much going on to kind of concisely put it in a 5-minute clip, I think. After watching it, I'm probably more confused. Like, seeing that, I knew we'd be talking about it, and I think we discussed that we'd be talking about it. And I had in my mind, okay, I've seen it and stuff, but then I went and watched it a few times in a row, and I'm just more, not baffled, but there's just a lot going on in that video. And then compared to what the Killers had done previously to that point, at least in music video landscape, it was kind of out of left field, the concept and everything, which makes sense if you're a spaceman landing on wherever you're landing on. And it's definitely a take and on the song, Jimmy. I don't know.
Yeah, whenever we watch a video, especially if it's unique, I like to look up who the director was.
The same.
And when I searched his name on Instagram, there was Derek Everett was following him. So I knew you had done the same. I mean, you weren't following him because of his work on Beasts of the Southern Wild or Aeon Flux.
I wasn't. So that Young Flux, I couldn't figure out. There was a movie version and there was the MTV cartoon version. Back in the 90s, I was kind of looking into that yesterday a little bit, but I never pieced together which one he was associated with.
He was the 2005 version, which...
I'll say it was the movie then, I think. Makes a little more sense. That was a weird show. I don't know if you ever saw any of that.
I did not.
It would be...
Is that Charlize Theron, or...
I don't remember the movie exactly who was in.
Would be another title.
I remember the MTV. It was like an animated show, and it was very Spaceman-esque, I'd say.
Yeah, that's Charlize Theron, which has another tie to a Brandon music video. Interesting.
Yeah, I'm not sure how we got the gig for the Spaceman video, but once I got on the Instagram and following, looking at some of the stuff he has done or been associated with, it adds up.
Well, looks like he's done some M83 videos, music videos too, so he's got experience, but I wasn't familiar with them, and I'll have to be on the lookout for anything else he does. I also saw in the comments of somewhere about a Queen video for It's a Hard Life, which I hadn't heard the song before. I think you said you had. That was eye-opening to watch that and see there appears to be some heavy inspiration from that. So
yeah, it makes sense. And if we look at Brandon's evolution as a frontman, I don't think it's a secret that he took inspiration from Elton John, from David Bowie, we were talking about last week, and from Freddie Mercury. And if you think of great frontmen of all time, Freddie's often on that list, near the top, if not at the top. So I don't know why I never thought about this. I had a lot of Queen music growing up. My parents had, like, the greatest hit CDs or whatever. We listened to a lot of Queen. Or I listened to a lot of Queen. So I'd heard the songs, but I didn't even know they had videos. I've never went back and watched the videos, besides, like, Live Aid or whatever. Random clips, you'll see Freddie Mercury or whatever. You sent me that video. It looks like Brandon was trying to look at that time from Sam's Town to when that song came out. He has the Freddie Mercury mustache, which I never put together when Brandon had the mustache. That might be a Freddie Mercury thing. He was developing a stage presence. He went from early days of down in Vegas, looking at his feet, not able to look at people in a coffee shop, to arguably one of the greatest showmen of our generation. I think that's fair to say. As a front man, he puts on a performance in the show.
I'll argue it. So yeah, it's definitely arguable.
It's arguable. And a lot of that could be traced back to Freddie Mercury. He's obviously, Brandon's seen the videos and stuff. And then you see what Freddie's wearing in this video that you send me. And it's a red shirt and feathers on a shoulder.
With the back, yeah.
And going up on one side. And it's a big epiphany, Jimmy. you blew my mind a little bit with that one. So.
Yeah, and walking around, all these people dressed up, walking around, and interesting.
Definitely the inspiration was at least took from that. And I going back to the jacket, which I guess I should point out, I am on Jacket Gate. So I've called the Hard Rock in London several times, and I've talked to a guy named David, and David's kind of given me some leads, and I'm in contact with a guy. Let me get his official title.
The curator.
Yeah. I'm in contact with the guy that's over on the memorabilia for the Hard Rock internationally. And so I'm going to figure out where this jacket's at, folks.
Well, yeah, they better have it in a spreadsheet somewhere to list where they put it.
Somewhere. Maybe we'll get it. My goal, Jimmy, now don't tell anybody this, but my goal is they're not using it, so we'll just get it here and we'll put it on the wall.
Okay, I won't tell anybody.
That's the long game. That's why I'm so devoted to this. But
well, now we're, so everyone's going to try to beat us to it. Now you told David's name and
yeah, you know. David, working over there at the
David doesn't know where it is, people,
at the Hard Rock. He doesn't know, and his bosses don't know. But I got the email, so I've already sent out the emails. I'm talking to. I haven't said the guy's name. I haven't said Chase's name yet. So I'm talking with Chase.
You're on the chase
with Chase, but. Even that jacket had the feathers and things, and I was like, okay, because that was kind of out of, like, when you see that, it's kind of like, where's this coming from? Like, is it just some fashion designer coming up with stuff? And then, I mean, obviously didn't deep dive, but I'm not as big a fan as KillerStrand87 on Reddit or on Twitter or wherever that knows all this, and we're idiots for not knowing all this, but you see the Freddie Mercury stuff, and you're like, oh, okay, well, I mean, I don't know where Freddie got it from, but I know where Brandon's getting some of this from. So the football pads and stuff and the spaceman outfit makes a lot more sense when you see some of this earlier Queen stuff.
All right. Well, now we've talked about Freddie Mercury. Do you see any connections to Robin Williams?
Yes. I have it right here. The Mork egg.
Mork from Mork and Mindy is wearing a red suit, and he came to Earth in an egg. And Brandon starts the video in his red suit. Busting open an egg.
Nanu, nanu.
Nanu, nanu.
Yep. Yeah. Right. Yeah, right there. Mork egg.
Thank you for Nick at Night for introducing us to Mork and Mindy.
Best show based out of Denver, arguably ever. That's some arguably. Yeah, I thought that too. And I thought, well, I don't know if that's going back to early childhood or if it was the director's choice or whatever. But if you're going to be a spaceman that shows up somewhere, I guess coming in an egg is as good as anywhere else if we wanted anything from Mork. And Superman kind of was in an egg-like thing, depending on what depiction you see of that. So, thought the same thing. With the football pads, Jimmy, I don't know if you want to go down this road at all, and I can edit all this out.
That's fine. I'll go down that road. It's not...
There's a story that hasn't been shared on the podcast of you were a football player.
I was on the football team. I don't know. And two different things.
And somebody may have tried to talk you out of playing football and asked you why you were doing it. You want to talk about that at all or share that?
Yeah, well,
short story, whatever.
I was on the football team, which anyone can do because there's no tryouts because they need as many people as will play, Andy, at least back then.
You and Andy were both on the team.
Yeah. He was all state and I was all bench. Yeah, I remember as one of the things I remember about golfing with Brandon was him just suggesting that I quit football and focus on golf. It's like, why are you wasting time playing football? Just focus on golf. It's so much better. So, yeah, it's nothing private or personal from a conversation, but, just something I remember him saying. I don't think he saw much value in guys hitting each other in the head with helmets, so. But there you go. There you go. They see him in the episode or in the video wearing the pads.
So that was the first thing that kind of struck me with the video is just because I'd heard that story from you before in the past. And there's Brandon wearing football pads. And to me, it was the shoulder pads. It was just kind of funny because it's like he never wore football pads, obviously. When we, like, to me, it was kind of comical. And then once again, he was kind of spot on. A lot more money in golf and long term. If you're going to be a professional athlete, golf is definitely long-term the best option for you and your body than getting hit in the head. It turned out to be, that was pre all the concussion stuff, so.
Yeah. Yeah. The other thing I wanted to point out from the video before we get into what happens in the video or what we see there is just it's one of the videos that is recreated on the Just Another Girl music video, where, is it Diana Aragon? I don't know how to say her name. She's walking around like Brandon, and they recreated some scenes from some of the music videos, and it's got her sitting at the table in the with the pads on and the whole outfit. She also does the salute from the Human music video in front of a fake Goblin Valley, which we already talked about, but that's a fun video to watch because it goes through a lot of the history. But I just was wondering if it was the same set of shoulder pads. I'm guessing he's got a little bit broader shoulders than she does, so I think it wasn't the same set of shoulder pads. But
I'll contact
the now we need to find out where all these sets of shoulder pads are from the music videos.
Well, I asked Chase from the Hard Rock. I'll ask him if he has the shoulder pads or any info. If he ever gets back.
Yeah, I'll have to check with the producers of Glee and see if they have the other copy.
Yeah, it's a fun video. It's a weird video. But even like the Tigers glove, like the glove with like the tiger skin
stripe. Yeah.
Are tiger stripes going? I don't know. Like that's the thing. I don't know all the Easter eggs, if it's like alluding back to some other performer at some point, or if it's just like, what would an alien wear if somebody comes from outer space, you know, like, well, they'd have a football pad kind of suit. They'd have tiger's gloves.
Yeah, is it a neon tiger reference?
Yeah. And then the very first, too, is like a painting. Like, it's just like this painting of, I guess it's Earth. It's like, was a mountains and a forest or something. And it's, I'm like, it's just weird. It's just weird. No other way of putting it. So I'm sure the director and everybody sees a different idea and things coming together than I do. But it's just like, for where it goes from, it starts off with this painting. Alien lands. He comes out. And chaos ensues, kind of.
Yeah, there's the person who, it looks like they're walking backwards. But you look at their arms, and they're obviously facing forward. But they have something on their feet that makes it look like their feet are pointing the other direction. And
yeah. And the mask, it's like, is this a creepy mask or is this like something that kids just put together and they thought it'd be fun to throw in there? I look at it, I'm like, that's straight. And like, is this just really bizarre or am I just way overthinking this? I'm not sure.
Yeah, I think definitely if I were to dream that I was walking through this, I would probably be scared. And it's like, who are these people? What are they doing? What are they throwing off this platform? Why are they dancing? Or are they stuck in a simulation? This is, yeah.
And like an alien, I mean, but it is an alien world in this depiction of what that might be as kind of accurate because it makes you feel like you don't belong there and it's uncomfortable from what you know. But it's not like overly cheesy little green men chasing you around with laser beams, which the typical portrayal would be. So it's creative people are very creative. I get that title. And I see things like sometimes I'll have an idea like that's pretty good. I could probably run with this. And then you see something like this and you're like, no, I'm not that creative. I'm pretty good at like whatever, staying your lane kind of stuff, I guess. Cause I'm like, you get to where you're like, I could kind of come up with stuff or and then you see something like this and you're just like, no, that's not in my brain at all. Like never putting together an alien scene would I have. I'd have the egg from Orphan Orc. I might come up with that. And that's about it.
Because someone else has already created.
Yeah, because it's already been done. It's already been put there.
Yeah, if you think about the music video and the budget they had and how they spent that, I'm guessing about 25% of it was made to build this platform, and the rest was just costumes, costume design.
Another thing I thought was I have to go back to my Illuminati, Jimmy. I think we're still, I can't confirm or deny, that's going to be where we go today. But that giant skull at the top with the devil horns and you have the goat's mask and stuff, I think there might be some secret messages of an underground world being portrayed that's being exposed, Jimmy. I don't know. That's just I had to go conspiracy.
Yeah, well,
I can't remember why Brandon was in the Illuminati last week or whatever he was telling us that I was going with, but definitely this one's I don't know. It seemed like the Burning Man. You hear of all these like festivals and things and weird things that happen. This seemed like something that would happen like out in the California desert or Nevada desert, Burning Man. Running Man, Oak Man, so, Something Man Festival with Bohemian Grove. I don't know. The giant devil skull on the top of the what kind of looks like a tiered cake platform. Just bizarre.
Yeah, you watch this video and you could definitely think, it could definitely make you think of hallucinogenic festivals.
Sure. And then there's kind of a Mardi Gras to it too.
Yeah.
Partying and throwing things around and
masks.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, and I think with the skull, we spent a lot of time when we did This River is Wild talking about who the man in red is. And we talked about, is it the devil? And now, is it the spaceman? Is that the man in red who's talking to him? Is it Brandon in red? Yeah, it ties a couple of those things together we've talked about.
I thought it was Party being Santa Claus for a little bit, but now I'm starting to have second thoughts.
There's a lot of men in red going around. Everyone who's listening will have to search Ryuk. R-Y-U-K, which is a character from a Japanese series that looks a lot like Brandon in this music video.
I haven't seen Ryuk. I'm going to have to search that my own self. Was that pre the video, or has it been post?
He's not red, but he's got the weird shoulder pad looking fuzzy feather things, and he's a lot creepier. But yeah, I saw somebody point that out in comment section or Reddit somewhere. Pretty creepy. I think it's 2004, it looks like, was the first appearance in the anime. So a lot of potential inspirations. When I saw the name Ryuk before I searched it, I figured it was probably a Mortal Kombat character or something.
My first thought was like a Street Fighter when he said Ryu or something.
Yeah. But yeah, I thought a lot about that that skull because... Again, there's a connection to the Queen video where I guess it's the guitarist who's holding this skull guitar thing. He's not really playing it, but just like holding it up as if it's just making the music on its own. But it's got the skull on the bottom. So when I watched Spaceman again and saw that skull, it made me think of that. And then, you know, other times we've talked about, even in Human, or was it last time on Spaceman, we talked about going to Vegas and finding... that maybe it's not everything you hoped it would be, or it's a little bit of a fake front, maybe a lot bit of that. You know, maybe the temptation's higher there, and maybe even though you're surrounded with people, you might feel alone. And so at that point in the video where he says, I'm fine, but I hear those voices at night sometimes, he's at the top up by that skull, and it pans back a little bit, and you can see the layer beneath, and that it's completely empty. There's no more people there. So I think there's a little bit of symbolism there. I've tried to read into it a little bit, but there's probably more than I know about, of course, as always. That's the beauty of symbolism is...
When we write the tell-all book, we'll really fill it in, though.
Yeah.
No, that's a good... I think that's a good catch and synopsis of the guy at the party. He shows up. They're having a grand time. And yeah, like you're saying at the end, the party's kind of over. You're on top. But everybody that was there with you is no longer there, and you're kind of with yourself and the devil, I guess, or I don't, yeah, that's kind of a good...
Between the devil and the deep blue sea, yeah. I think, yeah, just with the potential representation of Las Vegas and kind of the charade or masquerade ball, you know, brings back, you know, you mentioned Ryan as Santa, but... The name of his album is Halloween Town, which he told us is in reference to Vegas being a place where people put on their masks. And so, yeah, this is, for me, this is a Halloween Town type video where you don't really see what these people are really like. You just see these characters dressed up and they're just kind of doing their own thing in the background. But in the end, I mean, when he's sitting at the table, he's alone as well. So I think there's something to that.
At that table, I kept looking at it and trying to count cups and things. I couldn't tell if it was just a party table or if it was kind of a reference to almost the Last Supper, because it kind of was set out and the long table kind of like the...
And he's in the middle.
The Last Supper picture that we're somewhat all familiar with. I don't know if you all had Christy Carter teach you art. I know me and Brandon did at one point. And then probably Jimmy. But yeah, the Last Supper is kind of that longer table. They had the cups that were more... relative to what you associate with that time, the bigger
chalice. Yeah.
But then the food.
The Holy Grail.
I was trying to count to see if there's 12 or 13 cups or whatever. And I don't remember whatever I came up with. I thought, well, maybe I'm overanalyzing, overthinking this. And then I noticed that the food looked to be like a McDonald's hamburger.
Yeah, it looked like a hamburger.
But it wasn't just a hamburger. It was the you could tell a McDonald's
hamburger. It was flat, smashed.
So I thought, is this Brandon again with this McDonald's? Or was it just what they could get out there? Because it's out of the desert. Or I don't know. Because McDonald's hamburgers aren't going to mold. They're going to look the same over hours in hot heat and sun.
Well, if you spend a couple hours making a music video wearing this big shoulder pad costume, you're going to get hungry. And so you might as well just make one of the props. Make it one of your props and be able to chew on it between takes.
But we know Brandon loves him at McDonald's, I think, burger and fries and his Coke. So I didn't know if that was another Easter egg wink and a nod, or if I'm, again, just overanalyzing and looking at things, but that's why we're doing the podcast. So and then I thought, well, maybe it's last meal kind of thing, last supper, last meal. Brandon's last meal would be McDonald's. I don't know, Jimmy, but the clues are all there for us.
So did you have any takes on how the other band members show up in the video?
Yeah, it was kind of random, you know, wearing masks and different things. And it went back to my whole sex, drugs, rock and roll thing, that they're just partying and living it up. I thought it was interesting that if you didn't know they were in the band, it would just look like they're extras in the video somewhat. I mean, I guess they're playing some instruments.
Yeah, they're playing pretty well.
But it just looks like a big party scene. And I don't know if that's, again, reflecting on just Brandon being the front man, and so he's the focus, or if it was feeling some separation amongst the members of the band. But interesting, and again, creepy masks and things. So
yeah, and the other thing, when it shows Mark, he's got this skull rhino thing. Yeah. And then Dave has this, like, half of his face looks like it's painted blue. It reminds me of the Somebody That I Used to Know music video with Gautier, or however you say, I don't even know how to say his name. Gautier. No, just kidding. Yeah, I mean, he's got long hair like Dave, and his upper body's painted with some geometrical shapes. So just a couple things that came to mind when I saw that. Where is Ronnie in the music video? I didn't look close enough a few times I've watched. Rewatched it.
No, but I remember. I thought I saw him.
He's got to be in there, but
I thought I remember seeing him, but now I'm picturing my head like modern day Ronnie with like the goatee and stuff. So I don't know if I'm just making that up. He's got to be in there somewhere with the goat's head mask too. I didn't know if that was like kind of the nod back to Nevada, or again if this is like a Satan worshiping party with the devil on top of the sphere. So because that's usually one of those weird symbols that you see when they portray that kind of. I'm not up on my satanic partying or worship. But
yeah,
it seems to be something associated there.
I only see about 8 cups as I look at it now.
Okay.
So, but yeah, we mentioned, I guess, before we started talking, how on the music video in the comments, they don't seem to match up with what I perceive in the music video at all. And so, you know, we talked a lot last time about how a lot of people think this song's about suicide. Thinking about it, and you know, where he talks about leaving this world, I guess, is the main point there. There's just such a juxtaposition for me between what you read in the comments and what you see. If you watch this music video for the first time and don't think too much about the lyrics, and then go read the comments, I think you would be surprised to say, where are these comments coming from? I don't see suicide in this video. I don't see, you know, there's a lot of depression stuff. And I'm glad that there's people who have taken inspiration from this, and it's helped them through hard times. But yeah, I just was thinking, for someone who's not familiar with that interpretation of the song, I'm guessing it would seem odd to see the comments that are associated with this video.
Yeah, I don't luckily have, at least knock on wood right now, that, you know, we all have mental issues going on, but if you have like mental illness, or you suffer from depression, or I know sometimes people have like mania and different aspects of that, I guess in your mind, some of these things might be what's going on and they're portrayed, that I obviously just don't know because I haven't experienced that. So maybe the director or the band, somebody else has, and it does relate perfectly to that. So if you find that and that's what you see when you see this and it helps you out, I'm glad that it does, and we're not trying to downplay or say it doesn't. It's just for us, it doesn't, because I guess we haven't experienced those issues in our lives. But again, I want to reiterate, if you are going through anything like that, I know we said last week, but we're glad you're here. We're glad you're battling. We're glad that the Killers music or any other music, whatever you can do to get yourself to where you're not in that state of mind or feeling those ways, is a good thing. And if you're having any suicidal thoughts, tendencies, ideas, talk to somebody. Go talk to somebody professionally. Go get help. There's plenty of treatment out there. I've had points in my life where this has affected me, from coworkers and people I've known personally. So it is an important thing, and just get help, because a lot of people do care about you, even if it's just people online or doing a podcast. Or, you know, you'd be surprised. So you don't want to be on the other side and see who shows up at your funeral and say, "I never knew." So go talk to people. Again, I don't know. It's a weird topic to talk about, but depression's a real thing. If it's a Killers music video that gives you help and strength to get out of that, cool, glad it does. Just because we can't connect the dots doesn't mean that they're not there for you to connect. So.
Yeah, whatever helps. I agree.
Yeah. I just don't want to sound like we're downplaying it.
I'm sorry if I come off that way.
Serious. Well, I don't think you are.
One of the reasons I brought it up again today, because I feel like last time it might have sounded like I did, and that was not my intention. I'm glad that people are finding inspiration from their music, because I do in my own way, and you know, like I said, whatever helps.
Seems to be a big theme. Even when we did the members episode, where people tell in stuff, it seems like a lot of people find that from the Killers, and I think there's something to that with Brandon's music, because it's a lot more positive and upbeat, like message wise. It's not like overwhelmingly cheesy poppy. Uh-huh. I mean, it's gritty real music, but the message or the tone is there's hope and hold on kind of stuff throughout it, I think.
Yeah.
Even, I guess, if that's where you're at, if you relate to, you know, I'm going to leave this star-crossed world behind and the spaceman ends up not being so bad, if that's where you get to with it and that's what helps you get there, I'm glad. For me, I see Mork landing on, I see, you know, a whole different, almost 80s sitcom, but then we see stuff from, Queen and stuff in there, so who knows, man. It's the wonderful world of music and videos and art interpretation, and I'm not really I wouldn't consider myself like a creative or somebody that goes to art galleries and looks at things and gets deep meanings and messages from pictures and stuff, but breaking down some of this and seeing some of this play out has been a fun experience. I'm glad that we're doing the show because we're able to have this experience, so it's kind of nice to expand my horizons a little bit too.
Well, you definitely, if you don't feel creative, you're definitely a creator. You got two podcasts, so.
Yeah. I got two podcasts and emails out to curators, a member of that.
Anything else before we get to the end scene of the video?
Let me just go over the notes real fast. I thought the platform, I might have said this a little earlier, almost looked like a three-tiered cake. I don't know if that was, I mean.
The platform of surrender?
Yeah, a platform of surrender. Again, I could get religious with it. Don't really need to, but symbolically, there's three different levels. There's three different tiers. I don't know if one's this life, midlife, afterlife, with the devil on top, where you end up alone. I don't know if it's like a Hollywood hotel, and he's at this Mardi Gras party, and then he's at the, you go down a million roads. I just thought it was interesting how simplistic three-tiered take structure could take my mind again. So,
yeah, You can find symbolism in a lot of things. I thought at the end it was four layers.
Oh, maybe it was. See, maybe I just didn't count right. I was still trying to count cups and chalices.
I was trying to find the symbolism in the way it ends, which we'll get to. But
I think other than that, I think we kind of covered most of what I saw and felt. Again, I'd say if you haven't seen that Queen video that Jimmy referenced, go and watch it. It was, it's just kind of interesting to see where people get inspiration from. And even if you think you kind of know, or you've heard different things, going back and revisiting, you catch little things. It's fun to do.
At the end, it's hard to see if that devil thing's still on the top, but it pans away and it looks, I'm guessing it's either at a movie studio with a big sound stage behind. You can see this big building. It looks like either a sound stage or like an airport hangar. So that's my guess. It's either was filmed at an airport or a film studio, which a film studio probably makes a lot more sense for a music video. and probably more likely. But as it pans out, I think it gives you a different perspective of what's going on. You can see that it's being filmed, and so it's kind of like a breaking the fourth wall, or whatever they say. And but how it's all dark around it, and this thing is just lit up. It reminds me, well, one of the reasons it makes me think of Vegas is that reminds me of driving into Vegas at night. How you're just, it's so dark, and then suddenly it's like, boom, this huge, bright city in the middle of the dark.
You start seeing the glow, and then you come over the top of that hit. Well, depending on which way you come in.
The glow from a ways away.
So I could see that. I did definitely pick up Vegas feels and vibes on that, the whole video, for whatever reason. And, I mean, first it looks like it's, out in a desert somewhere. And usually when it's desert, we think Nevada or Vegas, but we argue Utah in there. This time I never thought any Utah vibes at all. And then, it pans out. You see the circular track of the camera, and it was all just a big show. And I think that goes back to the end of the song, it's all in my mind. Like, there's this whole story and everything going on, but then at the end, once you pan back or step away from the situation, or if you had taken this like a literal interpretation, or if you're doing the artistic view or whatever, either way, when you step back and look, it was all facade. It wasn't real. And I think no matter how you interpret the song, when you get to the end and realize that it was all in my head, it's all in my mind, it's life, whatever you're going through, whatever the meaning of this is, ultimately it's in your head, and it's not that bad, and you're back to normal. It's reality. It was just not a stunt, but it was just a planned show. I don't know.
Yeah, the other thing it made me think of was the great and spacious building, which we won't go into on this episode, but someday. I had to throw that out.
Someday we're going to have to do deep dives. But for me and Jimmy and Chappie will probably like it. I don't know. I do think there's, and I don't know if that's just because of the background or our, background. And when we think about where we relate with Brandon is those formative years and where it was and what we interacted and did. Or, I mean, because obviously the director, and I don't think Brandon goes to the director and says, hey, there's a story in Mormonism that has to do with whatever. And that's so I don't know if it's just something that is related or just happens or just because of our situation.
Yeah, my experience is what makes me think of it. Yeah.
But I can totally see that. I mean, I'm going three layers of kingdoms of birthday cakes.
And birthday cake, so layers of three.
Whatever. Yeah. That pretty much wraps it up, I think. It was a one-of-a-kind video. I was thinking last week we kind of talked about the Yo Gabba Gabba and how it was kind of going back to that same universalist kind of thought, but that's more of a silly, I don't know. I think it's both the killers in space, and you can kind of relate those worlds and universes, but I don't think they tie together. I think these are separate entities that just happen to take place in space.
You definitely get the impression that Brandon feels a creative outlet in that, with that topic.
Well, that's probably the good thing, because in a made-up world or universe, I mean, who's to say? You can't say it's wrong. You can't say that's not what it would be like if you were to land on an alien planet, because there's nobody's got pictures on their iPhone of what it really looks like or how it would be. So I think there is some creative freedom and liberty there, especially when you have the relationship he's having with critics and things at this time. That's not really your experience, or you say that, or whatever. He's talking about Sam's Town or whatever, and it's like, that's what, I don't know, that's not what Vegas is like, or that's not what your life is like. Well, you take it and you put it in outer space and you land on a foreign planet or wherever you end up, no one can tell you that's not how it is, because it doesn't exist or it's never been discovered or whatever. So I think that way you take back that narrative and creative freedom to express yourself. And I guess if you're down in the Peruvian, was it Peruvian or Chile, where they were came up with the song on the South American tour.
I remember.
Maybe that's a little alien concept there too. So, because you have the trees and things there for a while too. We didn't really talk about that of the world. So, I don't know. It was a unique video. I've seen a lot of music videos in my days, and this was definitely one.
Yeah, and when you look at the spaceship adventure music video from Yo Gabba Gabba, Brandon, ironically, he's wearing a red and silver jacket, but he's the most, I guess, normal, in quotation marks, normally dressed person or member of the band. The others are in quite the get-ups, but I just have to look at the time frame between those songs and when they were written, but it's just one that, I mean, all the hardcore Killers fans know about it, but the rest of you don't have little kids or don't follow the band that close, you might not know about Spaceship Adventure, so go check that one out too.
I never fell the Aquabats all the way to their children's shows and cameo guest star appearances. That's probably a pretty narrow club.
Yeah, so if you look up Ryuk and it gives you nightmares, just go watch some Morgan Mindy and it'll help calm you down and help you sleep better tonight.
I'm glad we both got that Morgan Mindy page, because sometimes you think things or say things and you're just like,
everyone knows about this.
Yeah, and you're like, oh, Jimmy's going to think I'm crazy for even bringing this up. And then you say it first, and I'm like, oh, yeah. All right. that's all I got on that topic. I'm glad we covered it. Hopefully people got some enjoyment out of it. Talking about back-to-back the same song sometimes is a little monotonous, or we kind of probably go over the same things. And you just think, I just heard this last week, but I don't think we touched a whole lot on the song as much as just what was going on in that video. So hopefully it wasn't underwhelming or a disappointment to anybody out there. And if it wasn't a disappointment, let us know by giving us a thumbs up or a share or a follow or whatever you do and wherever you listen. It helps us grow. And we're growing in what country was it? We were like top 10 in some, I can't remember. We were top 10 in some new country that I didn't write down. So thank you.
Okay, well, hope you enjoyed listening to us talk for 40 minutes about a 5-minute music video. Thanks for sticking with us, and let us know your thoughts. Yeah, we definitely, you know, it's just, we draw a lot from our experiences on what we see in the video, so we'd love to hear what you see and what symbolism you find and what it means to you. And we can discuss it, because there's a lot going on in this video. With that, that's another episode down from Lonely Town. Woo!